May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. It felt like we shouldn't just end that song, that hymn. That hymn, again, is one of those hymns that takes me back many years ago during my days in high school. It was one of those powerful hymns that really meant a lot to me. And it still means a lot to me today. A few weeks before Easter, Philip's Sunday school teacher introduced a project. He gave every child a plastic egg and asked each of them to find a symbol for new life and put it into the egg. The children responded to the project with high level of enthusiasm. Then back in the Sunday school, on the Easter day, the eggs were opened, one at a time, with each child invited to explain the meaning of his or her own symbol. In the first egg was a flower, in the next a butterfly, while the next had green grass. In the next one was a rock, which prompted loud laughter. Finally, the last egg was opened. It was Philip's, and Philip was said to be a little bit disabled. As the teacher opened his own egg, there was nothing inside. So the teacher was a wee bit upset. And so he said to Philip, "At least you would have just put an ant in this egg." But Philip said there was nothing. "It is empty because the tomb was empty, and so is my eggshell." And for Philip, that's the sign of a new life. As chapter 24 of the Gospel according to St. Luke opens, Mary Magdalene, Mary, James' mother, and Joanne went down to the tomb with spices to anoint the body of Christ. Upon arriving at the tomb early that Sunday morning, they discovered the stone rolled away, and when they entered into the tomb, they also discovered the body of the Lord Jesus was not there. They were terrified, they were perplexed, as is recorded in Scripture. In their perplexity, they stood and were wondering, but suddenly there were two men in shining garments who asked them, "Why seek the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen." The angels reminded them of what Jesus had said about his own death and resurrection. At once they left all their doubts behind. They weren't perplexed again, they weren't apprehensive, and they weren't fearful any longer. They left all of this behind. They knew absolutely what that empty tomb meant, and they headed straight out to share the good news. The good news, hallelujah, he is risen. He is no longer in the tomb. On hearing the news of the risen Christ, Peter got up and ran to the tomb, and when he got there and saw the empty tomb, he too went home, amazed at what had happened. He also went and then began to share the good news of the risen Christ. Following the resurrection, Jesus' followers went around proclaiming that Jesus had come back to life. And within just a few years, There were communities of faith in Jerusalem, in Rome, in Ephesus, in Alexandria, in Scotland, in Nigeria, in Africa, and in Asia, and other parts of the world. And today, we might be a small community, but we are a part of a very big community of faith. We are only representing a little segment of a very large family of faith across the world. And in many parts of the world today, they are shouting, "Hallelujah, He's risen." And so we are not alone. We are accompanied by our brothers and sisters all over the world in this celebration. In all the Gospels, when anyone meets Jesus, he or she is given a task. The task is to join the announcement, to join the company of announcers, to announce that he is risen. The meaning of our whole existence is to be witness to the new life that is offered by Jesus Christ. And the church exists to show by its life and work the transforming power of the risen Lord. That is really why we exist. It is not a social club. We exist to bear witness to the event that took place thousands of years ago. What we are celebrating is what happened on this day many years ago. We are celebrating what that empty tomb means. The empty tomb means that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ has conquered death, not only for himself, but for every one of us. In the past week, for some reasons, the children became interested and they were going through some pictures through our photo album. And as they were doing that, they will spot my dad, who about a year ago was buried. And they will remember, they will recall some of the experiences they had with him and how he carried them and how he played around with them. And in the course of the week too, I've had cause, you know, to have photograph of the grave of my father because there was something I wanted to check out. And thinking about resurrection and the empty tomb, and I could spot on the picture the exact grave area of my father. But thinking about resurrection, I am comforted knowing that that is not the end. That grave is not the end of my father. The grave is not the end of any believer in Christ. You might go to the cemetery and see in memory of so and so person, but that is not the end of the story. That is rather the beginning of a very long story. And that is really comforting for me, and perhaps comforting for all of us this morning, to know that Jesus has conquered, he has overpowered the power of death. To those who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, death has lost its sting. It is no longer something to be feared. We have the promise that one day we'll live forever with Christ in heaven. We may not understand the practicalities, the theories, the theology of all of this, but resurrection and Easter invites us to renew our commitment and our faith in Christ Jesus. A father and a son were traveling down a country road one afternoon and suddenly a bee flew into the window, and being deadly allergic to bee stings, the boy began to panic as the bee buzzed all around inside the car. Seeing the horror on the child's face, the father stopped, reached out and caught the bee in his hand. Soon he opened his hand and the bee began to buzz around again. Again, the boy began to panic. The father reached over his son and opened his hand, showing him the stingers still in his palm. He said, "Relax, son. Relax, son. I took the sting. The bee cannot hurt you anymore. I took it on your behalf." So the empty tomb is God's way of saying to us, "My children, relax. I took this thing. Death can't hurt you anymore." For all those who trust in Jesus Christ, death does not have the final word. Because the resurrection power of Jesus will raise us up in the coming of the Lord and will continue to live with him. It is encouraging to know that life does not end right here. That, in fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul wrote and said, "If our faith is only on these early things that we see, that we are most miserable." But we know that we have faith that is beyond what we see today. Jesus Christ is risen indeed.